Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News and WRCE News. I'm Todd Coppernall. In the news this morning, the Courthouse Security and Facilities Committee is scheduled to convene Monday, July 6th at 10:30 a.m. The meeting will take place in the large courtroom in Richland Center. The committee aims to address several critical items, including a quarterly update on courtroom security, an update on the security officer station, and a report on duress alarms. Additionally, the agenda covers discussions regarding staff training, the 2027 Court Safety and Security Conference, and the ongoing review of the physical risk assessment. Long-term goals, such as renovations for the small courtroom and the potential 2027 capital improvement purchase of a metal detector, will also be reviewed. The meeting will further address security requests and the development of general court security and facilities policies. The session is slated to conclude after reviewing the next meeting date, which is proposed for October 12th. The Village of Muscadet is set to honor a monumental moment in American history this Wednesday, July 8th. At 5 p.m., the community will gather in front of the Muscadet Village Hall at 206 North Wisconsin Avenue to participate in a nationwide reading of the Declaration of Independence. This event commemorates the first public reading of the historic document, which originally took place in Philadelphia, July 8, 1776, when Colonel John Nixon recited the words to a diverse crowd of supporters and loyalists. The ceremony will feature a presentation of the colors by the Muscadet American Legion, along with special musical performances. Attendees can also look forward to a few surprises as part of the program. Following the reading, light refreshments will be served at approximately 5:30 p.m. Those planning to attend are encouraged to arrive by 4:45 p.m. as seating will be limited. Attendees are also invited to bring phones or cameras to capture photos and video of the historical reenactment. In the event of inclement weather, the ceremony will be moved indoors to the meeting room within the Village Hall. For more information, please contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. The City Auditorium Board of Directors, Richland County Performing Arts Council, are proud to announce the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Theater Dedication Ceremony, Sunday, August 23rd at 2 p.m. at the City Auditorium in Richland Center. More details will be available in the coming weeks. President Donald Trump says he's approved millions in disaster relief for Wisconsin. In a post to his Truth Social platform, Trump announced $22.6 million for Wisconsin's disaster declaration request from severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding in recent months. Trump said he spoke with Republican candidate for governor, 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany, to announce the news, adding that Tiffany has his complete and total endorsement for governor. In a response posted to social media, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said he and Wisconsinites will believe it when we see it. Evers said the Trump administration has declined tens of millions of dollars in Wisconsin disaster relief requests and have been playing politics by withholding emergency FEMA assistance from states across the country. Details about an alleged hitman tried to arrange from a Western Wisconsin jail on Monday, 44-year-old Tyler J. Crotto of Rice Lake was charged in Barron County Circuit Court with felony solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide. Court records said while serving time for other convictions, he asked another inmate to kill his ex for his problems and child custody issues. Crotto allegedly conspired to cover up the killing as an accidental overdose by having a friend of the inmate provide the victim with a fatal dose of heroin. He gave the inmate details about the victim, a drawing of the residence, and promised to pay once he was out of jail. Crotto remained in jail on a $500,000 cash bond. A northern Wisconsin tribe says a recent leak on an oil pipeline project requires its shutdown. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and Canadian firm Enbridge Energy has been asked to shut down its Line 5 reroute project after drilling sludge leaked at a site in Iron County and into the waterway. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports about 1,600 to 1,900 gallons of fluid spilled last weekend near Vaughn Creek, which flows into the Bad River Reservation. While Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Enbridge report the spill is contained, the tribe says the incident proves the project threatens natural resources. Enbridge is rerouting Line 5 because of the tribe's successful legal action to remove it from the reservation. Starting yesterday, Wisconsin has officially extended Medicaid health care coverage for new mothers from 60 days to a full 12 months postpartum. This significant policy change, enacted through bipartisan efforts supported by Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, is expected to benefit more than 16,000 Medicaid members in its first year alone. By ensuring a full year of continuous care, the state aims to provide a critical safety net during the, quote, fourth trimester and beyond, a period where many parents previously faced the stress of losing insurance while still recovering from childbirth. The extension is a cornerstone of the Healthy Moms, Healthy Babies initiative and addresses a sobering reality in maternal health. Research indicates that nearly half of pregnancy-related deaths occur in the year following delivery, and in Wisconsin, a staggering 95% of those deaths are considered preventable. This issue is particularly acute for families of color, as black mothers in Wisconsin are approximately 2.5 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than their white peers. By maintaining access to health care providers, the state seeks to close these equity gaps and ensure that the joy of a new birth is not overshadowed by avoidable medical crises. Comprehensive coverage for the full postpartum year provides essential support for a wide range of physical and mental health needs. Beyond routine checkups, Medicaid members will now have sustained access to treatment for postpartum depression, psychiatric support, and substance use recovery programs during the high-risk period of 7 to 12 months after birth. Additionally, the coverage includes management of chronic conditions, access to long-acting reversible contraceptives, and support for those navigating the difficult experience of a miscarriage or stillbirth. This holistic approach to maternal wellness is designed to help Wisconsin families thrive from the birth of a child through their first birthday. On July 1st, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction released its annual estimates for general school aides for the 2026-27 fiscal year. This announcement arrives against the backdrop of a second consecutive year of flat state funding, with the general aid appropriation remaining at $5.58 billion for the third year in a row. State law mandates this annual release, which provides school districts with necessary projections as they prepare their fiscal year budgets. Because there's been no increase in the state's general school aid appropriation in the 2025 through 27 biennial budget, the state will redistribute the existing funding among districts using the established equalization aid formula. The data released indicates that 59.9% of Wisconsin's school districts, totaling 252, are projected to receive less general aid for 2026-27 compared to the 2025-26 school year. Conversely, 38% of districts, or 160, are estimated to see an increase, while 9 districts are expected to experience no change in their aid levels. Among those seeing a decrease, 92 districts are projected to reach the maximum 15% reduction allowed under the state's Hold Harmless aid provision. General school aides serve as the primary form of state support for Wisconsin public schools, helping to offset local property taxes within state-imposed revenue limits. A district's aid eligibility is determined by changes in state funding availability and local factors, including property valuation, student enrollment, and shared costs. The DPI will certify the final general school aid amounts on October 15th, based on actual data from the 2025-26 school year. These July 1st estimates do not include per-pupil categorical aid, which remains set at $742 per student under current law and will be paid in March 2027. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, alongside the U.S. Department of Justice and a broad coalition of 16 other states, has successfully secured a significant settlement with some of the nation's largest egg producers. The agreement addresses allegations that Cal-Maine Foods, Versova, and Hickman's Egg Ranch illegally coordinated for years to influence daily price indices, artificially inflating the cost of eggs for retailers and consumers across the country. As a result of this enforcement action, the companies will provide more than 50 million eggs to food banks nationwide and pay a combined $3.3 million to the participating states.